Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With Steve and Ted in the morning. Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
The state Senate has passed a bill this morning limiting the governor's emergency powers. That bill is now in front of the House of Representatives.
Two.
Two men, aged 19 and 20, shot late yesterday in West Wichita at 13th and West. Victims initially listed in critical condition.
One.
This is Memorial Day weekend upon us. Kansas with the eighth lowest gasoline prices in the nation. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This morning in Wichita, we've had some rain pass through the area, and so we've got some wet roadways here in the area. Definitely something to watch out for, continuing rain actually as well. Continue to watch for wet and slippery conditions. Remember, if you've got the windshield wipers going, you do have to have the headlights on. That is a state law. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And the weather forecast as we head into the holiday weekend. Those scattered heavy showers and thunderstorms pretty much lifting out of the area at this point. Maybe it might be partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high of 78 degrees. Clearing off tonight, overnight low down to 59. And then heading into the holiday weekend, a high tomorrow, 86 on a windy, warm, and humid Saturday. By Sunday evening, we're looking at some more showers and thunderstorms on a mostly cloudy Sunday, a high 84. And then Monday from Memorial Day, another 50-50 chance for showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy again on Monday, high 77. Currently in Wichita, we have a wind out of the north gusting up to 28 miles per hour. Most of those scattered thunderstorms have lifted off out of the area right now. It is 60 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 78. Hey, are you considering implementing a work-at-home policy? Well, VoxLink can set up your office phone calls to go to your cell phone as well. That's pretty handy. They'll get you fixed up in a lot of ways. Call 844-VoxLink. That's 844-869-5465. VoxLink. 749 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look at how technology is affecting the fight against the coronavirus.
Fox on Tech.
From the United Kingdom to the United States and now Sweden, the crowdsourcing via smartphone effort created by scientists at Massachusetts General Hospital, King's College London, Stanford, and Harvard has seen an enormous response. Free to download at covid.joinzoe.com. The COVID symptom study application allows users to check off symptoms like loss of taste or smell, persistent cough, fatigue, and loss of appetite. A mathematical model taking age and sex into account boasts nearly 80% accuracy regarding whether someone is likely to have COVID-19. Here's Dr. Andrew Chan of Harvard Medical School.
We've been really able to adapt the app in real time so that as new symptoms are emerging as being associated with COVID, we can add them quickly to the app.
A name is not required, but entering a zip code is critical. With Fox on Tech, Molly Line, Fox News.
Research suggests that guys may have another reason to feel more confident about their facial hair.
A study finding beards may have evolved so humans could better absorb blows to the head. A team of biologists using a skull composite covered in several styles of sheepskin replicating a series of hits. They say fully furred samples were capable of absorbing more energy than plucked and sheared samples, adding a beard may function similarly to the mane of a lion or a baboon, serving to protect vital areas like the throat and jaw from lethal attacks during a fight. The findings published in the journal Integrative Organismal Biology. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Some very impactful stories from small business owners. Let's check in with the editor of the Wichita Business Journal, maybe a bearded Bill Roy, with a local business update. Hello, Bill.
Unfortunately, clean shaven
today.
So
well,
I hope nobody hits me.
Yeah, if I whack you with that frying pan to the head, good luck.
That's right. Yeah, the big story of the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, many of the stories told by small business owners during the COVID-19 pandemic have been heart-wrenching. But there are also success stories, even stories of entrepreneurs starting businesses during the pandemic. We talked to three business owners in the big story this week to hear about their experience as they try to get their businesses off the ground. They're confident things will get back to normal. Mary Billings created a pop-up version of her party supply and in paper goods store in College Hill. The new Love of Character is in a 6,000-square-foot corner space at Bradley Fair. Billings opened her doors March 7th. She called the first weekend of sales insane, however. Billings was forced to close when the governor's stay-at-home order was announced March 20th. This week's list, the Wichita area's largest general contractors ranked by dollar amount of 2019 completed contracts. Crossland Construction Company at the top of the list with $1.3 billion in completed contracts. McCown Gordon Construction second with $812 million. Rest of the top five, Key Construction, Law Company, and Donlinger & Sons Construction. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
All right. Thanks for the information. I got a little Wichita history item for you here, Bill.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And then we something that took place 90 years ago on this evening in the Delano neighborhood. A new grocery store opened up at 900 West Douglas. Just a couple of blocks east of Douglas and Seneca there.
Right.
That was the first Wichita Dillon's store.
No kidding.
It opened its doors 90 years ago on this night. The first Wichita store of J.S. Dillon & Sons, which was starting a retail grocery store business in central Kansas.
Wow.
So Dillon's has had a presence in Wichita now for 90 years.
That's incredible.
And I think that building is still there. I think it's... another little two-story building there, just a couple of blocks east of Douglas and Seneca.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's, is it on the corner there on the north side?
That is correct. Yep.
Yes. Yep. I'll be darned.
So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right. So
innovated.
Yeah, that was 90 years ago. That's probably a big deal. Opening up a new grocery store in the Delano neighborhood in 1930. Right. Good stuff. Of course, they closed all their little tiny stores like that now. All they have are the big ones, the biggins.
Right, right, the biggins.
The last small one I remember is that one at Oliver and Central, where you could only basically have one person walking down the aisle at a time. The aisles were so skinny. But I think those days.
There's also one on South Broadway, I think, and then, of course, 13th and west of Broadway.
Of course, yeah.
By North High.
Seems like those small stores are a thing of the past.
Yep.
Hey, do you have plans for the weekend?
Not really. Kind of staying close to home. Okay. We'll probably cook out some food, and that's about it. Probably stay pretty close to home. How about you guys?
I think that's kind of the game plan for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
It's in these a different type Memorial Day weekend than we've had in years past.
I think so.
Yeah, all right.
Makes sense.
Now, you're going to join us again 1 hour from now with more, even more business news?
I certainly will. I will be right here with you.
Well, then I must let you go and prepare that. So,
thank you.
It won't take you a whole hour, I know, but I'll let you go anyway.
I'll be ready.
All right. Thank you much. Always good stuff with Editor Bill Roy, a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We will talk again with Bill 1 hour from now. big 8 o'clock hour coming up here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. The host of the John Whitmer Show, John Whitmer, will be joining us previewing his Sunday night show. We'll tell you about all the things that are reopening in the city and give you that schedule coming up. And, of course, entertainment news in the blur is a big feature in the 8 o'clock hour.
That's right. And, well, some more stuff hitting video on demand in the upcoming weekend, and we'll talk about that and more coming up on Entertainment News in the Blur.
Big 8 o'clock hour on the way with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep listening for more great information.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.